Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Psychic Jethro. I've been missing you. I hope you guys are ready to have a lot of fun. We've got a really wonderful day set up here, and we're going to be going on live with the air with those of you calling in. Today, call me at the 646-787-8283 phone number. So that's 646-787-8283. And I'm looking forward to doing some readings here. Those of you who know about our contest, remember to get a hold of me. It's you need to email me at jethrohelps@gmail.com. That's my first name, JethroHelps, helps@gmail.com. And I'm looking forward to helping a lot of you. I know we have a large group of individuals who are excited about the New Year's, and we're going to be going into that a little bit. I have some email readings. We'll be reading them to you. I don't mind if you send me a name that you'd like to use, if it is for privacy. I've done this for over 30 years, and I know of individuals who just don't want to have their family or other people know that they are having a reading for other reasons. I'm fine with that. Just make sure that if you want it over the air, I have to have something here, and I won't read it unless I do have permission, plus that I have your saying what name you'd like me to use or other ways so that you know that I'm speaking specifically to you. So I want to make sure we've got Dean right here, and he's writing in and going, Jethro, I don't care if you use my name. You know, I've met you before and had a reading in actually Cheyenne, Wyoming. Wow, you're talking way back, Dean. And welcome. I look at your email here and I read your three questions. I'm going to start out with the most intensest question that we have, Dean, and that is you ask about your love life and relationship. As I look at your aura here, I can see that you have three things going on. And those three things, one of them is there's a shyness here. I see that when I look around the throat chakra. And I do apologize. I don't remember you from it. I do see that you have some symbology around you in this picture. And I ask you to always probably just send me just the aura. Because when I look at the aura, I'm seeing some kind of app or something around in the energy. And it's affecting it. But it's telling me very clearly that you are not spending the right time in the right place. Meaning that you're chakra, the lower orange chakra here is saying that your power, you're not expressing yourself or you're not actually out with people. Now, this can be two things. So reading an aura here, you know, I always encourage you to give me more with the energy. It tells me that you don't like physical contact. Now, this doesn't mean just actual intimacy. This means actual contact with other individuals. So I would say we've got to work here a little bit. I'd say some Toastmasters, some working with the JCs, going into some places that are going to give you some not only positive friends, but actually a social setting. Hang on, you guys. We're going to be getting to the phones. Those of you tuning in, I'm giving an email reading here to our listener, Dean. And I want to thank you, Dean. Your second question you had here, and you're asking me about is the finances, and I do see some finances here in your aura coming in. I see this happening once again in March of 2019. I'm seeing that you're going to be getting the financial checks or the intensity of what you asked for. And the guides and the angels are telling me that you went through another situation of expansion of doing something here with, I would say, real estate or something with land. I'm seeing physical land and things connected to this money. And I do feel that's going to help you. Doing a general reading here in an email, that's what I'm seeing. I do encourage those of you who do this know that I only do the readings over the radio this way. So if you send in an email to jethrohelps@gmail.com, please, you know, be aware that I can do this over the radio with your permission. Those of you other, I suggest you get with me, set up a time. Normally, it's a full reading one-on-one. What I'm getting with you for the phone and I'm asking with you, Dean, is I do feel that to talk with you, and I would say bring your date of birth, because what I'm seeing here is something with timing, because your third question is very, very, very intense about the fact that you ask about a karmic relationship and marriage. And I can tell you from looking at your aura right here, I do see in the second house no relationship. I don't see a person there with that. Now, that doesn't mean that that isn't going to change, because your aura, like everything else, is affected by energy. So right now, presently, I don't feel that you have someone coming in or that you're actually, like I said earlier, in the right place. I am seeing something here when I look at the outside of it, and without speaking to you, Claire, with your guide, the angel is telling me that you worked with some other individuals. You went through another part of handling some of that other work. And it means spiritually. And there's where I get a little bit of that emotion there. So I would say maybe some 12-step grouping, some private grouping, codependency group, to work with some things here so that you're able to feel value for when you speak. So I hope that helped you, Dean. And we're going on with a lot of other individuals. We've got a couple of winners today. We will be giving a $65 half an hour reading with me, Psychic Jail Throwaway, to those of you calling in and turning into the show today. So make sure you're emailing me there at jethrohelps@gmail.com. And I'm going in right now. So those of you who are paying attention, I've got a little bit of it over here. I've got just know me as 529, Jethro, and I give you full permission. I ask this question as you see this aura on my picture here. I am very much love struck and I don't know how to deal with her. Kim B is her name that I'm going to give her. Kim B has always been having problems dealing with men and relationships. We met 2 years ago and I fell madly in love with her. As you can see here, I'm also of the same sex as Kim B. And known myself that she also never expressed true feelings for me. Am I really in the wrong for falling in love with Kim B? I know that she doesn't care for men. Does not obviously mean that she may care for me as a female, but I just got this feeling. What do you feel would be to my best interest? Kimby, I applaud you first on the fact of what you're talking about with 529 with Kimby, and I ask you to take just a minute here, and as I'm going through this and asking the guide's permission to it, I want to make sure that you are completely comfortable with what you went through, and that is making sure that all of the relationship of Kimby's is on your side or not. And so I clarify that. I ask you if you are in the rooms. I don't do any chat room today. So those of you moderate, you can be free to go in there and discuss, but you have to call the phone number 646-787-8283 to come and talk to me. Tuning in with you, I can feel this 529. Do see her in your energy, which is really excellent for an aura reading. You did exactly the thing. You know, as we're speaking here, I can tell you, and this is where you want to talk to me, this is about being the love doctor or the love psychic. I'm very good in this area with a lot of positive Venus and other attributes in my astrology with my Scorpio. But what I also see with you, and the really strong thing, is I see you taking on an initiative with your Kimby and making her your queen bee. I do see that you two are going to be in a very strong relationship. I am feeling that she doesn't want you to suggest to her. She wants you to listen. And I feel that very strongly. I see that this has been a very hard thing for her with relationships, that men have tried to do this with her. And so she definitely doesn't need a woman coming in her life and telling her what to do. She needs someone that's going to be there and experience with her a full relationship. I see you two really dating seriously in the summer. And I welcome all of you guys tuning in. Thank you for tuning in a little bit. We're going to take some time. I've got a couple of you in. We'll be picking up those phones for those of you. And I want to thank you for calling in. This is Psychic Jethro. Welcome all of you. I'm out in Alameda, California, for those of you keeping track. This radio show started in, for me, the first show I ever did was in Pasadena, California, actually over 8 years ago. So for those of you knowing, this is what's happened in those 8 years. What I want to really excitedly talk about with you is I want to get into this readings with you. If you really are wanting this, this is a good way. Please know that I do this over the radio show, and this is the time that I give those readings away. I don't normally do it for other reasons because I want you to value, and more importantly, I have realized through years with Exchange, I want you to be able to come and work with me so that we have that. As you guys can tell, if you look up Psychic Jethro on there, go to psychicjethro.com. You can get set up, get scheduled, get in, get with me, get the time. If you email me, 9 chances out of 10, you'll be on the radios I'm doing right now. Destiny, I'm reading yours, and it's like Destiny has got you by the hand is what you want to call yourself, and I love that. Destiny that's got you by the hand. No, I don't see this person in the relationship. You know, and I know, he has somebody else. You're not saying it, but your picture gives it away, and I do feel that you know who this is. I don't adhere to having secret relationships behind people and using that energy. I really am not feeling very positive about the situation for you, and I feel that you're playing with Destiny's heart with what you're doing. You're not got it by the hand. You've got a hold of the other end of that Destiny, and you need to let go of that. And this is Psychic Jethro. I applaud you guys are writing. I got some of you going, Jethro, you've told me things years ago that came out to be very true. I am now divorced, living in Florida. I ask you just to call me Miss D, and as Miss D, I want you to know you were one of the best readers I ever had. My ex-husband was doing a lot more than just what you even said over the radio show 3 years ago. I am wondering when you're on the air and checking to see. Reading that, Miss D, I'm on here now. That's the way to catch me, and what you really want to do is you want to go on to Facebook and the other places and get on with psychicjethro.com. I have a lot of emails. I know you guys have asked, and there is a subscription for that, and I apologize. It's because of the time for the typing, and after my surgery, I have to have someone help me, so I have that typed out. It is $5 a month, which, you know, if you do the year, you can do it for a whole year for $50. That saves you $10 off, and you can do a year for $50 and just subscribe, and you get the emails, you get the plots, you get where I'm going to be. I've had a lot of you saying, Jethro, where were you? I was in 2018. I was in Indiana. For those of you who have the email, know that I was there. I was in Florida. I was in Virginia. I was in Washington, D.C. And ta-da, I was in California. Shasta Mountain, yes. I was also in La Quinta. I was over in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, you know, those are just going off of where I'm at. You've got to catch that email. I have got a Gemini rising, and I love to be out there hyper and fast. And so that's when I ask you, if you want the reading, and you want the reading from Psyche Jethro, then get ready, because that's how I'm going to do it. But also, if you want a personal reading, yes, check your email, and those of you that are my subscribers. I want to go through a little bit of the subscribers, and there's going to be where the jewelry is going to be given away today. We've got some really beautiful teardrop necklaces, and I'll be putting those pictures out. And those of you who didn't get in today, put in tomorrow, because you're going to be able to go for that necklace. We're also giving away at the end of the show a very beautiful bracelet, which is amethyst and lapis lazuli, and it's very beautiful. It's the last one, and it's given away to one of you lucky winners. Now, those of you who know the rules, I never share any of your stuff, but I do have to have your physical address to send these items. So if you're signed up and you're getting Jethro's newsletter, then make sure you're telling everyone, okay, I'm getting Psyche Jethro's newsletter, and I saw that, you know, there was a sweepstakes. You're already in. If you've got the email, you don't need to keep sending me. The minute you do the subscription and you say, yes, Jethro, you know, I want your email, I send you the amounts, you'll get your first email. We're doing January. We've got everyone's getting in their January, because we're right here on the today. And what I love, for those of you who's tuning in, I have some of you wanting the back issues. I have December, and December is about the angels. So if you want December, it's free. I'm not going to charge you for the last month. But what I am telling you, for those new subscribers, is you want to grab on to the fact that this is starting. This is where I started. I started in December, and I have an angel newsletter. And I've got right now what I'm writing, and I've got to those of you doing, is we're discussing, are you intensely in the wording and the way of prosperity? And for those of you who are teasing, February is going to be the month, are you traveling? Are you going to those places you want to go to? They said, Jethro, I should be the master because I'm all over. But I do love to travel, and I can't help it. Those of you know the story behind me, I worked for many years and raised a family and everything, and never left very far from where I was, and used to read 5 hours away was the farthest I ever got out. And I would do that 3 and 4 times a month and feed my children and took care of my family. But what was even the best part of that was, through the years, I knew that we're going to be able to do this. Those of you tuning in, this is Jethro, getting to know you, getting to know me. Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense is out there, and I'm using it for all the classes. Those of you who are coming to the Friday night circle at 7 o'clock, be ready, because you're going to read. When we hit the room, we lock the room, and everyone gets to do it. And when we walk out of that psychic circle, you will get your opportunity. I've got a lot of new people coming on the radio. For those of you who want to go wild, wild is out there. Yes. And we have people who are right now vying or pushing for those spots. Little secret there, we're trying to get someone from United Kingdom, and we have someone working in Spain. And both of those two individuals are going to be live wild, and you're going to get to hear that here on the radio station. Those of you tuning in, I got another friend calling in and says, Jethro, if you don't let me on the phone, well, I'll let you on the phone when it's time. You've got to come in. The excellent part is, those of you who know what I've asked a lot of my clients and individuals to do, is I need your permission. We've got right now Psychic Monopoly, for those of you who know about it, and we're playing that. We've been playing that here for the 2 months. Those of you who've missed the shows, or this is your second show, it used to be on, and let me explain it to you, because this gets really intense. You are playing on the radio, and wherever you live is your Monopoly piece. So you've all played Monopoly, right? You live in, let's say, Colorado. You are in the Colorado piece of our Monopoly. You get to put your vote in for your top psychic. Now, I know you only got one of me right now because you've got Psychic Jethro. But to put the fun back into the game, for those of you that are reading the email and understand, you're like, Jethro, I love your games, but they're always intrigued. Well, we're psychic. They have to be. You've heard Annette. You've heard Kathy. You've heard other winners get on this radio show and take home $200 worth of books, $150 worth of necklaces, $300 worth of books, necklaces, and readings. And our top $500 winner took on books, necklace, readings, and took it all. And she took it twice. So it can happen if you listen in and you love the radio show. But you got to play, which means you got to pick your psychic, because we're having a contest. And what we always do is we by that. Now, it's not by who went the law or this out, because it'd be me and Patty Negri. You guys know that we both probably been all over. And yet there's a little secret there. Who knows? Jan Bach Drakey has a mysterious life and has a dog named Gypsy. Remember those trivia. So when you're playing Monopoly, this is for those of you who didn't want to remember all that trivia. I gotcha. This is how you do it. You call or you write in at thejethrohelps@gmail.com. We don't have the website anymore for the while, but you just write in and say psychicjethro.com or jethrohelps.com. This is, you know, a name, and I live in dun dun dun, and I put my state behind, and then you put the name. So the longest one's out. Lori Connell. Here we got another name just came in. Lori Connell in Kentucky. So Lori Connell, those of you know, was the nature girl. Another trivia for you. And if you're keeping up on the nature girl, who is the garden girl, you'll also know that these are the things that we want to ask you about. So you're in, you've sent it in, and you put down your state, United States, and you put down who you're behind. We all know that it was neck and neck, and Jan and Patty won. Patty Negri took it, but it was neck and neck fun with a lot of people writing in, friends and just having a blast on who enjoys having their list of fun. The thing is, we all also know that our Patty's not only very, very famous, but we have a lot of beautiful words said for her. She is our American Federation and just top in the world psychic and person. So as a medium, we want to, you know, you send them to Patty Negri. We all were here. Say, Jethro, where is it going to meet? What's going to happen is on the radio, we're going to announce them over, and then we're going to pick a winner from the Monopoly to play the trivia. So yes, you got to think ahead. If you take it and you on, and I pick you from Washington, D.C., and you have, for example, picked Tyretta, and I'm saying, okay, your top psychic is there, and Tyretta is the psychic, and we draw a name from a hat, which we all know the winners are going to be usually known by as gifted ones. You get to come on the radio and play a little trivia. So what you're going to play is you will get your choice of trivia for 500, trivia for 5, trivia all the way to one point. And there's all points, but you're going to win this in cash prize. So what you want to do is you want to go with easy, you know, one to hard, and up to our 500 points questions. So study up on it. Study up on it's open to anyone who's ever been on the radio show with Psyche Jethro over the live air. So it gets even wilder. I have people go, Jethro, I can't keep track. Then just put in your name, subscribe, and then you're also included in. There, I do ask you to give me a name if you don't want your name aired over there with those of confidential clients. You know, give me a name so I can say the winner. I have a lot of winners here. We're going to go through Dancing with Pirates one today on the calling in and getting the most funniest message to me. And I love you, Dancing with Pirates. I've never seen actually that type of leggings, but it's very cute and it's very nice. And yes, thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. You will be receiving that $50 worth of books. One of the books we've got here, one of the phenomenal books, is from Lynn Andrews. Those of you know that it was on our show. We're trying to get her back. Let's pray and hope that we can. Just a beautiful, spirited, lighted soul. Very phenomenal bestseller, New York seller, author, and medicine woman, Lynn Andrews. So one of the books going out to listener is from that, and I've got a couple other friends that are asking. We've got these brand new books and things we're going to be giving out to those of you tuning in. Yes, we are open. I'm going to grab the phones, and I thank you for being so patient. Some of you, we've got a lot going. I'm going to grab the first one. I'm sorry you had to wait. If you get kicked off, just call back in. Hello, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you today?
Hi, Jethro. How are you? My name is Claire.
Excellent, Claire. It's been a very fun, great day. I apologize that our phones are kicking people around, and I saw you've been a couple others have been waiting, and I'm trying to get them to work. So I'm so glad you called in. Are you enjoying your day, Claire?
Yes, I am. I wanted to wish you a happy new year as well.
Happy New Year to you, Claire. And the favor I do, I don't know if you've heard of me before, but I need to get permission, so I'll have you say your full name and date of birth, but I'm picking up, Claire. We need to talk about some changes. I feel you're making some changes in your life, or ready to do something totally new, is what they're telling me.
Yeah, sure, no problem. My name is Claire, and my date of birth is the 6th of January, 1983.
Thank you, Claire. They're telling me that it's. I feel that it's a part of where you're, what they're showing me is they're showing me that you have added and put together some real strong events in your life. And what I'm feeling is, Claire, what I saw with you is I saw you taking, like opening the door to a new, it feels like you're helping people, but I feel like you've kind of, something's happened with you in 2018 with your energy that's going to be more for Claire and not, like, I feel like you've kind of maybe put yourself on the back burner in the last couple of years.
I was actually wondering whether I'll get back with my ex. His name's Edie.
Okay, and I am feeling that you are going to be working. I do feel that you two are going to be going into something together. Something's happened with him that I feel like he's in a very sensitive state or something where it seems to bother you.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel you two back together. And I feel the really sad part is that's what I feel like you were like you're a helping person, but I feel like the hardest part was at home. Say his name again.
His name's Eddie. His nickname's Russ.
Excellent. I feel the magic around him. I feel that he has went through a lot of growing of his own handling. I don't feel like you and him were got everything said or done. And unfairly, I feel like there's been some miscommunication or something with you and him that you've been like off and on again or something where you tried and then like you've had to step back from each other.
Yeah, that's right. We've been on and off.
That's what I feel, and I am seeing that you two are going to be able to work through this. I'm feeling that you're going to be, I get yes, you are going to go through it, but I also feel like you need some kind of boundaries there of what exactly are we getting into. Do you know what I mean? You're very. I feel like there's something about you a little artistic or a little, you know, he's creative and you're artistic, and together you two get very much. A lot of things going on at one time. I feel like there's a little bit of anger in you or a little bit of emotion of, you know, like I don't feel you're getting heard or what you need.
Yeah, I get a bit frustrated sometimes.
That's what I feel. And can I get your date of birth? Do you mind telling me again?
My date of birth?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the 6th of January, 1983. Do you need his date of birth as well?
Yes.
His date of birth is the 23rd of March, 1977.
Thank you. This is the reason I do this is it helps in time and energy as I'm doing the energy here. I do feel that you two are in a very strong a kind of a little bit of a deadlock right now of is this going to be or is that all right? And then I feel that that's where things are starting to even become more contingent on each other. I feel like, yes, you're going to be able to work through what it is. There's something going on. You have not I feel like you've not got all of your things handled for what you wanted. You know, talk to me a little bit because I feel like you're not. Are you just not able to make the connection with him now like you used? Because I don't feel like you two are not talking right, even when you are talking. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Like he called me on New Year just to wish me Happy New Year, and. I missed the call, so I called him back, and I just said the same thing, and he said, yeah, I just wanted to wish you Happy New Year, but it's just been a lot of miscommunications, and I really miss him. I actually dreamt of him last night, and
I'm glad. I feel you should, and I also feel the really love thing that's there, and that's what I loved about what they're saying with you, too, is they said you are not going through all of your own situation, but actually you're dealing with a little bit of something that's not I don't feel like you got everything dealt with. I feel like it's you two are going to be together. It's not, you're not done with each other. And I love what you said. You said it beautifully. You know, you're just really missing him. And I feel like you two needed to kind of go on this and now look at each other and see you know, where are we handling? What are we getting? You know, where are we going to get ourselves even dealt with? When are things going to be, you know, of time positive and just laughing again? Because I feel that's where you and him were the best is when you were just being there with it. He's been under something got him a little bit of a, I want to say, a little bit of a tizzy or something there. And for a while, it was like you, it just felt awkward. And I feel like that's past. I really do see you two working it out. I also am being told you didn't get all of your own things handled of your own. You've got some things you need to maybe go somewhere and get rid of, like emotionally, I want to say, like you've had some things happen that weren't right to you, and I feel that unfairly, he's touching your heart, but it's causing you a little bit of anger. You don't trust or something here is what I feel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Take that as a compliment. I see the energy, and I feel that's sometimes, especially beautiful women, you have to fight to let people realize, you know what, I have got a brain in here. I do know who I am. You know, sometimes people, I feel like with you, they've not listened when they needed to listen. I see you two getting along together, and I also see you taking another situation so much for each other of what you wanted to, and they said that's going to be more of a perfect relationship of you going into it, and they said he will be handling your guide work in such a way that you will not have to worry. You'll be able to get everything what you wanted this year in some things together. I feel it's just taking it patient. And also, he had to kind of feel that out. He had to really see where he was going to be working out what was right, you know?
Because he's the only guy I've tried to start a family with. Unfortunately, I haven't become pregnant yet, but... yeah, and I really miss him, and I wanted to see where that future's going with us as well, you know. Particularly when I see him, I think.
I feel that, and I feel that's when things were just taken a little bit of out, and you've had to kind of step back and say, here, where is it going to go, and what do I got? I also felt that you didn't get all of your other work, you know, in for a while, that you were supposed to be getting together, you know, all of your relationships. And everything, and that's when it became even more stronger, more you know, of a great work, you know. And I do feel that you're going to do it. I feel like you don't have to worry so much about what you were after as much as you need to be able to say, I'm going to take it on, and I'm going to handle it. I do see it. I feel this is going to be the year of getting that, and I do see that this is important. There's a part of you that needs to be, you need your family, you know.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, some, and you remind me of like the cute Mary Poppins. You know, you could get away with getting around it, but you do real well with having a life and a children and people that you can care for and love, and you're going to be a little strong. You know, look out. I'd pray for someone who touched your cub, but it's going to be a very good thing that needs to be, and you need that love. And I feel that magically, that's what I feel like you and him, that's what we need to start heading you towards of, let's get that stability for you and know that they're doing it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see us traveling together, Bethra?
I did see you going together, and I felt that's part of what needs to happen. I feel like that it's not healthy until you get out to where you need to be, you know?
Yeah.
You're not right yet where you're supposed to yet. And I feel that you and him travel. I also feel that where you guys were from is kind of run its destiny. It's time to do something else, you know?
Yeah, I feel that too. We're in Australia at the moment, but yeah, he's originally from Africa. He's born in the Congo, and he's Rwandese as well. But I just feel like we need to get out of here from Australia, you know?
I feel it. I agree with you. It's just you've done your time there, and it's funny, but I felt you more coming to the United States, and I feel like you and him being able to work out some things that you need, you know. And it's hard for him to let go there or something. He still kind of got tied in there.
Yeah.
It's what I feel, and I thank you. I, you know, definitely, you know, I hope this helped you, and put in for the stuff here, if you know, if, especially where you are. You know, I do send overseas, but we've had someone win in Japan. I've had some people win in other countries, but I think that the necklace would do you really good, especially the lapis lazuli if you won the bracelet, you know, because it's got, you know, amethyst to protect you and lapis lazuli for the family and the royalty of love. You know, that would be beautiful. So good luck.
Thank
I hope you win.
Thank you so much, Jethro.
Thank you. Those of you tuning in, we're tuning in on the radio. We're going to grab onto it. I've got a couple of other people calling in. We're going to take a second here. I want to tease some of you that are asking these questions. You've got me some emails. I do have to have a picture because if I have the aura, I can read it. JC, you've got a very strong aura here. I do see a lot of green. I also see that you've not told your family what you wanted, and that means you are a 26-year-old individual, and you're writing me about your concerns of this. You need to speak to your parents. If you feel that you were adopted or there's something there, I don't see this other out. I mean, I understand coming to me first because it's a little, I'm a little association, but I do think that you need to really work with that, you know, Mr. Collins, because what you're doing is you're not getting that out. And as you put down here, you can call me Mr. Collins or JC. I'll call you Mr. Collins. Sounds good. Mr. Collins, you've also got another situation here happening with your energy that I'm going to give you with. Had you not thought about your own genetics, you have something happening here with the left side of your hip, and I perceive that you might want to check with a doctor or someone and see what's going here. With I use a holistic doctors because I believe in the natural remedies, but I would have someone look and see because you have something here that is not actually looks like, to me, like you're going to have problems in that hip and things later on. So that's also another thing to look at, and it would be a good way maybe to open the door of looking at some of the genetics. That it isn't that you don't even look like it. That doesn't mean anything as parents and anything. But I understand what you're saying, that you feel these other things, and oftentimes the best way for an individual to find out this kind of things is to talk and do a little DNA work and things to go. It may just be very unfounded. It may be that you are, you know, from an ancestors of different things and coming through. It isn't uncommon for a psychic to skip a generation too. And I've had people joke about such things as, you know, diabetes skips a generation. It can be very intense, and other health things, unfortunately, still, you know, can be genetically handed down. So with psychic gift, you may have a great-grandmother or a grandfather who were very gifted and not have parents who are. I have also seen, because of this workout, that it goes you know, into another situation of one person will look at it and see your energy over here working towards things and feel that that person is not wanting that. So that family will shut that down around you, and later you'll find out that parent who was so strong was doing it because they were scared as a child, or they had something happen where their gift put them in an uncomfortable position, and no one ever wants that for their child. I can personally speak of someone I know of who you know, confessions of a psychic who basically did not raise her children anywhere around any of this. And because she as a child had had very much a lot of mediumship, a lot of things from the other side that were trying to communicate, that she didn't have a teacher or work with it. No. And in a time when people thought it was awkward. So she didn't want her kids to feel uncomfortable, you know. There's beautiful ways to do magic, and then there's ways that you'll see people get nervous. So you want to make sure that you sit down and openly talk about this with, you know, individuals. I had a gentleman who, like he said, exactly like you said, he could not bring this up with his family in Christian or faith, but I can tell you there was things that he was able to bring up, and that is the burning bush, the miracle, the supernatural. Some of those things in families that are very Christian, they can talk different things, and they can say how Lord Almighty can do that. And I don't feel it should be a fight to do your own spiritual. So I applaud you for this, and I thank you so much for writing in about it. I'm having a little trouble with other phones. I'm going to grab the phones here in a few minutes. We're going to go ahead and take some music. Please, those of you calling in, make sure you call the 646-787-8283 and call back in. I know the phones are a little, but we'll pick them up. I've got other ones here, and I'm taking a little time. We're going to go ahead and give away one more one here. We've got a beautiful emerald howlite necklace that is over 2 inches in size, and we're going to be giving that away to Brittany Kay. And Brittany Kinsey is your name, Brittany Kinsey, and she said you can, so we can say Brittany Kinsey, you won it off the radio. So congratulations, you will be getting that necklace, and I've got everything there, so expect it in 2 to 3 days. California mails real fast. I usually leave here on this afternoon radio show that I'm talking to you PM time in Pacific, and people say that it's been to them in 2 days. So you'll be getting it real soon, especially in the central part of the United States. Welcome, those of you tuning in. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm enjoying it. I hope you guys are having a fun time. Contact me if there's different people you'd like to hear. We've got some people coming back and some new people coming in. This is going to be a surprise for those of you who haven't listened to this show in a while. I want to welcome any and all individuals. PsychicJethro.com if you want to get in on those, if you want to do the emails, you want to get in on the subscriptions to getting the my newsletter. I do have a lot of other friends asking where I'm going to be, and I'm going to be looking at them. Those of you who know, I would love to, and I'm unfortunately not going to make the Tampa Body, Mind, Spirit Expo Fair for January, but you can see me there in the summer. So for those of you in Florida, let's get ready to go wild. I'm going to go ahead and play an older song for here, and it's called Since I Fell for You. I hope you all are enjoying the day. I'll be right back.
Sweet sounds of the 60s.
Simply beautiful. And those of you that were listening into that, that was Gary Wimmer, and a phenomenal music. And I just want to tease all of you that are tuning in. Those of you know that, there's another trivia. Psyche's Gone Wild. The gentleman who did Lithmacy, who's still doing Lithmacy, and is phenomenal out in Texas. My Scorpio brother and wonderful Psyche Gone Wild person. Those of you getting ready, come on in. And I've always loved with you listeners from Texas and other places. Those of you who are listening in, that voice you heard at the beginning, who was telling you what type of music, is actually Brooke, a very close, dear, loving friend of Gary's, and we just love her. She helped us so much through Psychic's Gone Wild, and that's another big one for that 500. You want to get in. Who was the voice? Who did the voice of the Psychic's Gone Wild beginning of it? And those of you who remember that, it will be on. We will be playing some of those, and I want to get ready because we've got a lot of new people wanting to come in. How do I get in? You get a hold of me. You contact me. We work with you. We get you tested. We get you verified. We get you in. We get you working on what your gift is. We have right now a tarot reader that's going to be a surprise that those of you who have may have know of her but have not had her on a show. She's got talking and going to be coming in from New York City. We've got a really strong individual who those of you who may have heard of him through Facebook, who's a very gifted person, going to be helping people, working together to get people helped and where they need to be this year. This is 2019, and you saw on there, those of you who were speaking, this is Psychic Jethro. I had a lot of individuals asking me this year. I'm excited. This is going to be a phenomenal year. Those of you who know about the year of it know that we're working into another time and a phrase that's going in. Now, we just went through a very strong individual working of it and the feng shui predictions of it of the year. This is going to be coming into the Chinese horoscope of the ox. And I'm very much excited. I've always had very good turn, you know, and it becomes another work for it. And it's a time of period you probably enjoyed a long time of peace, quiet, and relationship of working with couples. It means being partnerships and important relationships. And I've had a lot of facilities of individuals when it comes into this, it's supposed to be an auspicious year for the ox too, for those of you who are born with it. So I want to make sure those of you who are tuning in, it does change for each person, but you want to do, you know, the compatibility is the snake and the rooster for all of us tuning into it. And I'm having some friends ask me more questions about the astrology. So we're going to go ahead and go that here. This is a Gemini down in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I have never had a person that I could not say was my friend. I do attribute this to my Gemini. Jethro, I applaud you so much when you speak about your rising or you joke about your relationship. I do agree with you, as Geminis are very tricky, but usually very fun-loving and intriguing individuals. So thank you from a friend in Albuquerque. I love that. And in asking here, as you said with your picture, what I got, I do get for you in Albuquerque that you have to actually find that intense love is coming for you, Mr. R. And I see it right there on the energy of the relationship in your second house, and I see it very intense. I do see a blonde. I don't see the brunette that you're dating right now. I feel that you have someone that's been in the relationship with you, and I feel that that person is going to be taking an odd seat. Now, listen to this. Those who are writing in, I can hear you with the typing, because those of you, this is clients of mine. I am not trying to be mean. I'm just reading the aura, so please refrain to being mean to the psychic. So we get it. I'm seeing a blonde, and I'm sorry. I'm going to say Mrs. R, but you two together writing me, I love this, and you're writing over here. Yes, I do see that. Mrs. R is asking in her email, you two are sitting down in a place with both laptops writing me. I love this. Is funny. That is very, you know, they said you're becoming a very strong individual of it, and that you heard that, if any of those who heard that sound that just came up, that means we're going to be giving away another one. Here we go. And we're going to be giving away one of those wonderful prizes of the teardrop rose quartz necklace, beautiful, handcrafted from Boulder, Colorado, and worked with from an individual there who's offered to help me as a friend from my days of reading in Longmont, Colorado. And we're going to be giving away this necklace. This necklace will given out to Becky Tamlin, and I want you, Becky, thank you, Becky. You will be winning that in Oklahoma. So go ahead and yay, there we go. And we're going to be giving out an amethyst one, and this is a necklace now. This is a $5 necklace because some of you tuning in, they go, Jethro, they're actually worth $10. So those of you said, I always call it the $5 necklace, and they're laughing. They go, why? Because it takes five fingers to walk it out. You're not stealing. You're taking it home with you. So this is the five-finger take-it-home necklace. So we got friend. I want that necklace, Jethro, and I want it honestly. Yes, and in karma, we know there's other ways people talk about that. I very spiritually believe in honest intake. So what they've got is an amethyst going out to Ted Maricia. You are going to be winning and have won the necklace. So it's going to you there in Georgia. Yay! Yeah, we're getting other people, individuals. Now, it's good to hear you guys. Please listen to the radio show and continue to check in. I will be back tomorrow. I'm asking all of you guys that want to go to JethroHelps@gmail.com, let me know what works for you, what don't. What I'm excited to say about is those of you who've had a chance to out my website, psychicjethro.com. Let me know what else you've got. We're going to be giving out the prize of the necklace. And those of you who are tuning in, you can go into Psychic Jethro's room there on Facebook and see the pictures of what I'm talking about. Some of you have to need it to see what I'm saying. This is a beautiful one. This is valued at a $25 bracelet. And that's the bracelet that we've got in. And we've got people already writing in. We've got Tweety. I want to go and couldn't think, so I came in as Tweety. And Jethro, please, I did not see the putty cat. Give me a chance to win something. I know that your New York friend always gets everything, and I don't know why, but she always takes stuff. She's actually, I've not seen her name in here yet. I know who you're talking about, and then we've got our champion winners, and she has not in. But those of you looking out for the, they're worried that the Italian New Yorker's coming in to take some prizes again. So those of you just checking it out, we're loving all you guys. Call in 646-787-8283, and you can talk to me. And what we've also got happening for those of you on the Angels, today's our Raphael Day. We've been working with Raphael in the healing work. I had some other friends ask me where Raghu was, and I go, Raghu is the working with the discipline and the right energies of fairness with it. So those of us who are working on those prayers and meditations, please continue. You will feel the wave of my light here. I go out to the beach here in Crown, it's called Royal Crown Beach here in Alameda. I live right on the beach. Thank you for the graciousness of light. And so we'll be seeing some work here. I'll be sending some pictures out there on Facebook of the morning sunrise and the beautiful sunsets that go right over San Francisco is where I look out over the bay. So, you know, Alameda Island is where I'm at. So you'll see the bay and the mornings, and then you'll see San Francisco in the evenings as the sun sets over the beautiful metropolis of San Francisco. If you have a chance and you're going to be here, contact me ahead. Please remember, it's limited seating for psychics group. We can get you in to stand, but you want to. It's a very small limited space this week in 1151 Harbor Bay. And I want you there at 7 o'clock. We lock the doors. We shut the door. We lock the second door. So you probably will not get in if you don't get here at 7 to come in with the group. So all phones are turned off. No texting, no calling. We take our time. We go do it right. And the most beautiful thing is you're going to get a really good reading. So I've had some very phenomenal things there. I ask those of you, the group wants us to bring in our secret friend who doesn't eat. We'd like to see you again. If you get a chance, contact Psychic Jethro at 928-284-437. And the group will pay for your seating. Though that you know who you are, the female who does not want to eat. We want you here. We miss you, and we want you in our group. We are working with a lot of individuals, and I know a lot of you guys are writing me and out, and this time I like doing it this way. We'll pick up the phones a lot more next time, and that's the thing that we do. I wanted to get the emails. If you want an email, it is $40 for me to do three questions. Please send me the pictures you want. It's always in confidential. I delete everything after we're done. You want to read it real thorough, it usually goes about a page and a half to 2 pages. It's when you do the email, give me a couple of days to type it out, because I have to sit down, meditate, and read your aura and really put it in there. And those of you who know, like I was telling you about the newsletter, those of you wanting to get the newsletter, make sure you get in. It's a deal if you do the year. If you don't, you can do $5 a month, and just if that's what you can do, that's what you can do. But you want to get in. It tells you what's going on with me. Each newsletter, I do a subject. I work with you on the subject of the what we're at, what we're talking about in the time of the month, and I also work with you in a lesson from Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense. This time we will be discussing reading the playing cards for those of you who are getting ready for a layout. So it's something that you want to get. If you have the book, this will add to it because I didn't put all the layouts in the first book. I'm working on that with those of you who know I got books on books. I love you. I hope you guys are having a great time. This is author of Living in the Psychic Realm and Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Psychic Jethro, out in Alameda, California. Do keep your prayers. We've had a lot of end votes, and I have all of you guys saying there's been predictions about a new shift. I look forward to seeing you whichever coast I'm on, whether it be Tampa, Florida, Washington, D.C., Pacific Coast, or even as those of you know, from the Rocky Mountains on through to the deserts of Sedona, Arizona. I welcome you to be a part of the light. So I ask a little bit of this as we're going to the last of this today. We're going to be giving away that bracelet tomorrow. We've got some other ones here, and I want to go ahead and give away another rose quartz necklace here to Amy Carhina, Amy Carney, and Amy Carney in New York City won. Oh, yeah, it's a new one in New York City. You've won, and we'll be continuing to keep giving away these prizes that they go. I want you guys to check out your own contest of how do you get into this. You go to Jethro Helps, J-E-T-H-R-O-H-E-L-P-S, and fill out it and tell me that you've got it. And they said that you will be able to enjoy this as everything takes out a whole toll of what you wanted to have happen. So I applaud all of you. I ask any of you that have had a chance to enjoy the day that it's one of those blessings that are happening for you. You're getting everything together, and it may be the best that you wanted it to be for 2019. From a great president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, expression I love very much, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. So that, you know, we are really working towards the quotes of helping each other in it. And I want you, my quote to you, to live your life to the fullest as the light in you sees ready to take, meaning there's no balance from how far you can go. I want you and need you as a friend. I ask you to contact me. Let's get this party going for the lights, and let's get this work happening. Stay tuned. We got some new people. Those of you who want to come on that are interested, contact me to see what we can do here. We've got a lot of individuals coming in. You know, one of the questions we've got that will be going away for that 500 prize, for those of you who want to play for the big prizes and the books and the contests and all the big prizes from Psychics Gone Wild, is who was the true psychic? And where did they find her? What state was she camping out when they found her? So those of you, that's a little bit of a trivia, a little harder. Please check with those of you know. And, you know, blessings. We love you. Talk to you again and talk to you tomorrow. Let's see who wins that wonderful lapis lazuli and amethyst necklace. I'm sorry, bracelet. This is live. This is real. Who wins that bracelet? Have a great day.